right, tax season is wrapping up in just a few short weeks here, folks. And here are some ideas that you maybe should or shouldn't do when it comes to your tax refund. That is, if you get one this year. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. So, Jill, let's start with a good series of do's. What should you do when it comes to your tax refund?
First of all, I'm going to start with, like, what you should not do, which is you shouldn't get a tax refund in the first place. Oh, my gosh. How is she saying that? Now you know, my friends in Bellingham, why they call me Buzzkill Jill here on the East Coast. Because you're happy about your tax refund, and I'm bummed about it. And I am bummed because a tax refund is essentially as if you gave Uncle Sam a loan for a whole year, and you got paid zero interest. So the reason I don't like tax refunds is that you could be using that money throughout the year instead of Uncle Sam, and that's what I want. So in order to avoid a tax refund, go to the IRS website, irs.gov, and use this thing called a withholding estimator, and that will allow you to figure out how much you can adjust your withholding by in order to not get a refund. Okay, now you got your refund in hand. The average refund right now is running at $3,100. It's a big number, so we don't want you to squander it. How about you address what I like to call the big three, which are, you ready? Number one, we love for everyone to have an emergency reserve fund. That is 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a safe account, like a checking, a savings, a money market, a short-term CD. Number two, pay down high-interest debt. That's so helpful. Like if you've got, let's say, a credit card bill, and we just can't stand the idea of you paying 20% with that money, so pay that down. And number three would be to use a retirement account, so maybe either through your employer or maybe an IRA or a Roth IRA. Fund a retirement account with that tax refund. Your big three, that is really where you should focus your tax refund on. I know you just want to buy Taylor Swift tickets. It's okay. I get that. But maybe do these three things first.
Well, start off there. Or even consider something down the line. Maybe you don't really have your retirement fund plan set up for the future. What are some things you could consider when it comes to doling out those potential refund dollars?
Well, okay, the retirement, as I said, you can use your retirement account through work. Some people can also fund a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. The big difference between these two different plans is kind of when you pay your taxes. With a traditional plan, you get a tax deduction today, but later on in retirement, when you take the money out, you have to pay the tax that's due. That's important, okay? People kind of blow that off. They're like, oh, I have all this money in my retirement account. And I say to them, well, you have about 25% less than that because you haven't paid taxes on it yet. So when you pay the tax on a traditional account is you pay it when the money comes out. With a Roth retirement account, what happens is you pay the tax that's due today. You put the money in the account. Later on in life, when you are actually retired, and you pull the money out, no tax due. I like the security and understanding like what my tax liability is today. So I tend to really think that the Roth is a better option for most people. So check that out. Really good options for everybody.
That's not a bad plan at all. And while we're talking on the subject of your future, you've got kids, you've got grandkids, and you want to see them pursue some higher education, there's something your refund could go towards.
Yeah, I mean, you can fund a 529 education savings account. And I love these accounts because it's almost like a Roth for education, meaning you put the money in and it's not like you get a tax deduction for that on the federal level, but you get to have that money grow. And if the kid uses this money for education, there's no tax due when you take it out. This is a great deal. It really is. Now, do check whatever state that you are opening up. Like if you're looking at the state of Washington, be sure to check out whether or not there is a state income tax that is available to you in using an account like this. Because a lot of people will open accounts through another state, not realizing they're foregoing a great advantage in their state of residence. So just double check that. And if you're really excited about using a 529 plan, you don't have to just use your tax refund. You know, you can set this up so that, you know, multi-generation families can contribute to the same account.
Excellent. And we'll have a link to that withholding estimator tool that you mentioned earlier over underneath this podcast episode on our website, mybellinghamnow.com. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger with what you should do with your tax refund, and hopefully maybe you don't get one in the future. Jill, thank you so much.
Take care. Thanks.